Hi everyone, we're going to try something new this week. I wanted to go over with you some of the objectives for this week's lectures and assignments, and also talk a little bit about what we see in the book. This new thing that we're doing is something I'm going to try each week just to help everybody feel a little bit more connected. If there's specific details that you would like me to include in these weekly recordings about what we're going to be doing during that week, I would be happy to add them to my recordings. So please feel free to talk to me and let me know what you would like to see included in these weekly recordings. So for those of you who do not know me and have not met me before, my name is Kim Peterson, and I've been teaching this class we're starting into our fifth week. So anyway, to this week, what we're looking at is we're reading in chapter 3 in our textbook, and we're looking at the different kind of laws that govern the dental office, the dentist, and his staff. And this week, what I want you to do as you read through the lectures in the book is think of ways that you, as future dental assistants, can help prevent lawsuits in your dental office. A lot of the things that the book talks about is what the dentist can do, but we should know by now that as a team member, we too reflect on the dentist, and our actions will reflect on the dentist both at work and in the public. So what are the things that you as a dental assistant, according to what we talk about specifically in this chapter, what is it that you can do to help keep your dentist and his office free of lawsuits? Let me see. So one of the things that you can do, and I'm going to give you some ideas, is that before a patient leaves, the doctor will usually sit down and talk to them and maybe give them some ideas of what they feel or would recommend for the patient, different treatment options, what would be best, maybe most ideal, what maybe would be the second best option, but maybe more affordable to the patient. These are the kinds of things that we as dental assistants listen to as a doctor talks, and we listen to these things, these options, all of the time. Well, as we're listening, we should also be documenting them. We want to keep an eye on recording what the doctor says so that if there's ever a question later on, we can recall that data and say, well, this is what we recorded, or this is what we talked about, this is what the patient was thinking about, or this is what the patient chose. Include those kinds that kind of information in your chart notes. The other thing is before the patient leaves, did the patient fully understand what the doctor was saying? There seems to be a bit of an intimidation factor, not put in place on purpose, but when you put a doctor in front of a person's name, the people that surround them tend to feel like maybe they're not as smart or that they're not as worthy. And so they don't ask questions because they don't want to appear ignorant. And while this is not true, they would never appear ignorant. We would never feel like they were not as smart. We would never feel like they were not worthy. In any way, it's a true fact that patients tend to not want to ask the doctor. So before the patient leaves the office, maybe you as the dental assistant can take a moment and say, is there any questions? Do you have any questions about what the doctor was recommending? Is there anything you would like to discuss a little bit more that I might be able to help you with? It's your opportunity to help the patient understand better what they're about their dental care and what their options are, and help them to feel empowered to take control of those options and choose wisely. The other thing is in the chapter, it talks about the safe work environment. If we have a patient that comes into the office during a rainy or snowy day, and a bunch of other people have come before them and the floor has gotten wet, if they were to slip and fall because of a wet floor, we, the doctor, our office, would be liable for any injuries that occurred because of that fall. And while, of course, we don't mean for anybody to fall, and we may not have even noticed that the floor was slippery, there's other times, even in the back office where we are mixing up something, some kind of a like stone or impression materials with water, and some of the water falls on the floor. Well, if a patient or even another staff member were to slip on that, again, the doctor would be liable. So doctors are very, very diligent, and they want their staff to be diligent at keeping the area clear of hazards. The same would be said for all of the hoses and cords that you see in a dental office. Everything that we do now is electrical, and so there are cords and hoses all over the place. We need to tuck those away so that patients, when they get out of their chair and get ready to go for the day, that they don't step and get their feet tangled up in all of the cords that can wrap around their feet. We need to maintain a safe environment for the staff and our patients and for the doctor in order to prevent any kind of injury to anybody that would be happening to walk into the office. The other thing that we could also do is if you happen to be the person that is making appointments for the patients, if we have an emergency patient, we are obligated, if they are a patient of record, we are obligated to see them promptly in the case of an emergency. So one of the things that we can do is to make sure that they get their appointment time promptly as well. We need to squeeze them into the schedule. So that's another thing that we can do. And sometimes that means giving up our own, our own free time or being late for lunch. But we have to look after our office as well, our dentist, and his best interest and his patient's best interest by seeing patients promptly and taking care of what their needs might be. All right, so that is the main focus of what you guys are going to be looking at today. There's one last thing, and that is it is really important in our own time when we're talking to the doctors, when we're talking to staff, that we never, ever use patients' names out in the public. You want to get used to not even using, never use their last name. If some offices will only use the first name so that people don't know who they're talking about. But if a patient knows that, or a patient's family member knows that you're the doctor that cares for them and you are talking about that patient, even on a first name basis in a local restaurant while you're all having lunch together, that is a serious, serious offense of the HIPAA laws. And we have to be really diligent that when we take our stories home at night, that we are very careful what we share with the people that we live with or our friends. We don't want to share private information about our patients. So, okay, that's it for today. I hope that this is helpful to you guys. And if there's anything else you'd like me to include in these recordings, please let me know. Okay, bye.